It's our Jamestown 107.1 Fall Sports Preview. We're talking Blue Jay volleyball here as we get ready for the 2022 season. Bernadette Newman, Aspen Peterson, and Haley Hawkinson all in studio with us. Girls, you ready to go? Or are we feeling ready for volleyball season yet, or just not ready for summer to be done?
I think we're all very ready for the season to start. So
across the board, I think we have some nervous people in the studio right now. So we'll work through those nerves. But as we get ready for this 2022 year, I guess kind of just start individually, and maybe Aspen, since you're the one to first jump at this. Tell us, you know, where the area for improvement for your game is going into this year and how you can help this side get going early on in 2022, because you guys kick off the year with 6 matches over the course of 2 days. So how do you guys get rolling right away, and where do you need to get better?
I think the confidence aspect I could get better in, but I'm working on that. I worked on that all year last year, and it's helped me a lot improve my game.
Yeah. Birdie, for you?
I'm just excited for season, to be honest. I think last year we didn't end on a high note. Definitely didn't. But I think we're going to come out great team this year. So.
All right. And Haley?
Yeah, I agree with Aspen with the confidence thing. And I think that goes with everybody, and that we need to be confident in ourselves, but also confident in each other and trust each other while we're playing, because that'll definitely change the outcome from last year. We can always do better this year.
Yeah, change the outcome from last year. You guys went 3rd place in the WDA during the regular season, then didn't make the state tournament. So can you just kind of take me back? Obviously, not something you really want to think about, but just through those emotions of what you guys felt after falling to St. Mary's in the state qualifier game.
It definitely sucked. Because we lost to them multiple times, and it's a team that we can beat, but it was more of a head game that we had to overcome. And I think we are definitely ready to take them now this year.
And we all took it very personally. I know I did, like, a lot. And like Haley said, it did suck because we all think we should have been at the state tournament, and it sucked watching and, like, being there and not playing. But, yeah.
Definitely mental game when we play them. Like, we have the skill to beat them. But mentally, we just didn't last year. I'm just saying we're never losing to them again.
Yeah.
Never. All right, mark that down right now.
Never losing to them.
When St. Mary's comes to Jamestown, you're going to want to be there to watch that match, clearly. I want to talk about Century for a second, because we can talk about Logan Isley in the basketball side of things, but she plays just as well on the volleyball side of things as well, and they just continue to be a powerhouse. What's so tough about playing a school like Century, who's kind of got that, you know, consistently, we're at the top of the West, we're going to win back-to-back-to-back state titles sort of thing?
Honestly, I think we're always scared to play them, which we always say we're not going to be, but we always, like, go lower than we know how to play because we're scared, and it's a whole mindset thing that we just need to get out of our heads, because I honestly think we could beat them. It's just we're so far in our heads when we play them.
I agree with Aspen. I think we turn it into, like, a mind game. When, if we were to look at Century like we look at every other team, we would compete very well with them. But we go in thinking, like, oh, like, big bad Century, we don't want to mess up. But if we just go in with the mindset that we have at every other game, I think we can play just fine and compete just well with them.
So how do you go about changing that mindset then? Is this something that Coach Hagerly is talking about in practice, or is this something that you guys, you know, the girls that are together on this team are saying, hey, you know what, match by match basis, we just need to focus on ourselves going forward?
I think it's mostly us. I think it's both, but I think us as a team, we say that we're always, like, think of this team as, like, Dickinson or, like, Watford City or, like, other teams, so we don't think of them as, like, that much higher than us, if you know what I mean. Like, think of them as the same level and still play at our level.
And that's something that will take a while to get there, right? Mm-hmm. This will be a new group on the floor, and that's something that consistently changes, especially within high school volleyball. You're turning over year after year.
Yeah.
No Jenna Fisher this year, Hunter Peterson this year. Like, there are some big names that got lost from last season. Who are the younger girls on this team that may surprise some people if you guys are thinking just, you know, practice mindset? Who do you think, you know, somebody's going to come out on the floor and, you know, make an immediate impact from a younger perspective this year?
McKenna Nold.
Yeah.
For sure.
She definitely made an impact last year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it'll be much of a surprise because everybody knows that she's an athlete.
Yeah.
But I think there are a few younger ones that definitely push us in practice, even if they aren't on the varsity. Mm-hmm. But when we play, like, even the younger kids, it's good for us to push them and for them to push us.
Yeah, we all help each other get better in practice because we play Queens with, like, the JV team, and the JV team does really help us get better.
One other person that I think will really surprise us this year is Kinley Anderson. She played JV last year, but I have high hopes for her for being on varsity with us. But
so there you go. There's some young faces to look forward to. I want to back up, though. Did you say Queens?
Yes.
Okay. Explain. Give me a little bit of information here.
It's where Queens, well, we usually do speed Queens against JV. So we're obviously split up into teams, and then there's lines at every position. We play fives instead of sixes on like a normal court. And if you lose the point, then you go off and you switch people, but if you win, you're still on.
So you keep the same five people on the floor then instead of,
You're queen of the court.
Queen of the court. Oh, okay. So this is something that you could have done when you were 8 years old.
Yeah.
But still brings that competition level. What is it like competition-wise when you guys are going against the JV side day in and day out, especially early on? Do you get tired of seeing the people across the net from you?
Honestly, I never get tired of playing them because they are a really good team and they help us get better. But you never know. Sometimes they surprise us and beat us, and sometimes we beat them, but it's always really good competition and always so fun to play with them.
I think we're all very competitive and almost too competitive at some points.
Definitely.
But I think that definitely pushes us, even when we're playing something like 2-on-2. Everybody wants to win, and they'll do whatever it takes to win.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, we definitely help each other get better.
Yeah, and that's all part of the team aspect, trying to get better, point in, point out. We're talking Fall Sports Preview with Bernadette Newman, Aspen Peterson, and Haley Hawkinson with us. Girls, let you go, but let's end with this. What's the goal for this season? Where should Blue Jay fans be expecting this team to go after last year? And certainly I can still see it on your faces, that revenge mindset a little bit.
State tournament, definitely.
Yeah, you guys should come watch us upstate.
Yeah, come watch us.
All right. Simple enough. We'll see you three in Bismarck down the road then. Sound good?
Yes.
Yep.
Good. All right. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.